Joining us now is Dr. Gerald Niemi. He is an ornithologist and professor of biology at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. Dr. Niemi recently published an article about Minnesota's forest breeding birds. Welcome, Dr. Niemi.
Well, thanks for having me.
Your article looks at Minnesota's forest breeding bird populations and how they're doing. To begin with, what are forest breeding birds?
Yeah, that's probably a good question. Basically, there are about 150 birds that breed in the forests of the state of Minnesota. The article that I just wrote actually paints a pretty optimistic picture, if you will, for what's going on. In the past 17 years, we feel we can monitor about 60 species. That is, we're confident that we can detect the trends. About 40 of those species are what we will say stable. They seem to be not increasing or decreasing. And then there are about 17 species that tend to be increasing in our forests. And there, we can only detect about significant declines in about six of them. So that would say, at least in recent history, the birds are doing reasonably well. At least most of them are doing are stable and or increasing. A few are decreasing, and we're still trying to determine what may be affecting those particular species, what common denominators, if you will, may be driving those populations. The best we can tell is the species that tend to be associated with lowland coniferous forests in the state tend to be those that are declining a bit. What are the reasons for that is it could be some weather conditions that are going on, maybe a bit drier conditions over the past number of years. Several of these species are long-distance migrants. That is, they are overwintering in Central and even South America. Are there things going on down there that are also affecting them? In addition, migratory routes may be a problem. Communication towers, buildings, windows are affecting many of these species during their migration movements south and north. It's complicated, and I can't just say for sure what it is, but we're working on it, and it'll take a number of years to decipher some of these issues.
Well, overall, it sounds like Minnesota may be a fairly good home for our forest breeding birds.
Right. Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, things are looking reasonable right now, but we must remember that we've lost almost half of our forests in the state of Minnesota over the past 100-plus years. We had at one time 31 million acres of forest in the state. Now we're down to about 16-some-odd million acres, so it's almost 50% loss of forest in the state. So I think maintaining our forests and keeping our forests is really critical to also maintaining and preserving these the forest birds of the state.
Why is it important to have this data?
Well, I mean, I'd like to think that the general public is interested in what's what the status of forest birds are. They are highly reflective of what's going on in the forest. So the Forest Service and the managers want to know, how are these birds doing, reacting to changes in the forest, various practices, logging practices, et cetera, that are done in the forest. And we're trying to get an overview of, well, what is the status, how are things coming along, should some adjustments be made in management based on population levels of birds and these sorts of things. So, and just as from a science standpoint, we're just very curious about what controls populations, and that is a very challenging topic.
We're talking with Dr. Gerald Niemi. He's an ornithologist and professor of biology at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. Dr. Niemi recently published an article about the ups and downs of Minnesota's forest breeding birds in the March-April issue of Minnesota Conservation Volunteer magazine. To read the article, visit the Minnesota DNR website. Thank you, Dr. Niemi.
Thanks for having me.